talking with us. He's Dave. What's up, man? How's the week been for you?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. And I wanted to go in this direction today with you because we can. And we have spring football. When was the last time? What was the biggest event that you covered for Ohio State sports? The last one, the most recent.
Ooh, I mean, in all time, in all sports, like an actual credential event I went to.
Well, for like, I don't quite know, like at the near the end, we're kind of getting out of the pandemic. Did you get to do anything for this last football season or basketball season? For starters.
Okay, you don't mean my favorite, like the last time I actually felt like a real reporter?
We might get to that, sure.
Okay. So for me, my favorite Buckeye event that I've ever covered, I'm not old enough to cover Trestle's national championship, and I was actually in between jobs when they won their last national championship, so my timing was terrible. So for me, it's the double overtime game at the Shoe against Michigan was my favorite thing that I covered. That was just atmosphere that you couldn't top. It was just a wild game.
Yes.
And the building was shaky. That was my favorite one. The one that's just kind of under the radar, and it was just more special to me, was because I had never been there before, and it was 2016, my first trip to Camp Randall. I'd never been to Madison, Wisconsin. It was perfect weather. It was an overtime game and two top 10 teams. And it just was one of my favorite venues in college football. So those two stick out to me.
And it's just, I can see where you're going with that. College football centric. There's just something that atmospheres give you, especially when the Buckeyes are involved in some of these Big Ten clashes. It's the crowds. It's the environment. It's sometimes a game being at night. It's just, it gives you so much, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I didn't pick one because, I mean, they're all good, but every single night game in Happy Valley, I mean, the fourth quarter comeback in Happy Valley a couple years ago where Benjamin Victor was just shaking people off like he was in all Madden mode. I mean, that game was something special too because they let you stand on the field there during the fourth quarter, so you're actually standing in the end zone when they're scoring. Not in the end zone, that'd be a flag, but you know what I mean. 5 feet out of the end zone. So the atmosphere is just off the chart. So, yeah, I mean, as much as I love the Shoe, I love going to games at Ohio Stadium. The road game atmosphere I really enjoy just because it's your chance to see how everyone else does it. And every time Ohio State comes to town, it's the biggest thing in that city. And it's really cool to see.
Will you be in the building for the spring game on next Saturday?
No, I will not be in the building. Our protocols and stuff at 10 TV, I will not actually be in the building. I wish I could because there's so much here that I'm looking forward to. I mean, there are a lot of battles. I mean, I'm excited to see these wide receivers because I think it's the deepest position group on the team. And we know Olave is going to be a guy. And we know Garrett Wilson's going to be a thing. We assume Jameson Williams is going to be a thing. But I can't wait to see Jackson Smith and Jigba, Julian Fleming, some of these guys try to push them to see if they can get a spot. So there's a lot of position battles I'm excited for.
My follow-up to that is, as somebody who has to cover it as a job, spring games are weird. The first two quarters are kind of a scrimmage, and then it just kind of devolves into whatever, and especially when Urban Meyer was there, the end of it was you never knew what was gonna happen. My question
to
you.
Let's see who can throw the farthest, right, Chops?
Yeah. My question to you is, covering it or for a fan, are there any tricks you have to making the spring game more enjoyable to watch? Because you're really excited for it, and then it's just this, like, it's like a Twilight Zone football game when you actually like sit down and try to look at it. So what are some tricks you do to make it more interesting for you?
Yeah, I think one of the things to do is pick the two or three guys that you've always been in love with since they were 16 or 17, if you're one of those people who followed them, and guys who've never actually played. So maybe that's Emeka Egbuka, you know, at receiver, something like that, who a guy that you say, oh man, I've heard about him. And I try to pick two or three guys, and then you get up a little bit when you see him go in the game and get some snaps. For me this year, it's going to be Trevion Henderson. You know, I'm excited for him. So, yeah, I try to pick a couple guys who haven't played yet. I mean, you know, the starters are going to go out there and play flag football, essentially. And it's not the most exciting watch in the world. But, yeah, I like to pick a few guys under the radar on the depth chart just to see how they're going to play.
Dave Holmes is with us. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Products Fan Guest Hotline. I like where your head's at with some of those guys. Jack Sawyer, too. I mean, how about this dude? For being a local product, too, and I'm sure – that just meant more coverage, right, Dave? Like that he played at Pick North, and now he's been a part of the class. He's the first guy in, and spring game, it's going to be time for him to shine. Same type of guy.
Yeah, Jack Sawyer and Zach Harrison, another local guy who we know has had meaningful snaps, who's really going to be asked to do a lot this year. It's kind of cool to see the defensive line is looking very Central Ohio-ish. You know, Urban took them way more national than Trestle even did, and Ryan Day's continued that. So it is kind of fun to pull for some of these Central Ohio kids, especially.
I'm going to just go over to basketball real quick because we got this story this week that five-star center Efton Reed has Ohio State in his top three, and he's going to pick. And they say he's 2021, so like, he hasn't signed yet, but he would be with the Buckeyes if he chose the Buckeyes. How big of a boost would that be to get a five-star center like that for Ohio State basketball?
Yeah, I mean, it's the missing link. I mean, really. I mean, you think about Greg Oden, how quickly things changed when he arrived on campus. And the Buckeyes have done a lot of things well. They've had a lot of good point guards and wing players over the last decade, but they have not had too many dominant centers, that's for sure. So, to me, that's all that was missing on this team last year. And I've seen a lot of polls that people have them as a top 3 to 5 team in the preseason. We just saw Malachi Branham win Mr. Basketball.
Yes.
The fourth St. Vincent St. Mary basketball player ever to win it. Now, the first three were all named LeBron, but he's the fourth one to do it. But, yeah, I mean, they really need an interior presence. I think they get beat up on the glass a little bit. You're asking a bunch of 6'6", 6'7", guys to rebound like they're 6'11". So, yeah, any big body, that would be massive to land a five-star center.
So back to the beginning real quick, Dave. What was the last Buckeye event you covered in person? What was it?
The last what?
The last Buckeye event that you covered in person because of the pandemic and everything here.
I got to go to Happy Valley this year at Penn State.
Oh, right. This year you were there. Okay.
This year that was the only game. Yeah, I got to do that one game. And, you know, I was hoping, oh, it's going to be a normal season. And that was the only one I got to go to. But it was awesome. There were no fans, but it was still really cool.
What about as a fan? What about, you know, not as media?
Woo. Wow. Last Ohio State game as a fan before media, that would have been back in, it would have been the Texas home and home.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm talking Vince Young era.
Wow. That's a good one, though.
That would have been our guy Threes playing in that one, right? James Laurinaitis lining up at middle linebacker.
Yeah, it's been a minute. You know, you get spoiled with the job. You get to go to all these things. So it's not often that I just get to go to a game as a fan. So, yeah, that was the last time. It's been a crazy long time.
Last one for me, Dave. I'm wondering what storyline that you've heard either coaches saying anything. Let's throw out position battles because that's what everybody talks about. Is there another storyline from spring football, whether it's injuries or certain players that keep coming up when coaches talk that you've really latched on to?
Wow, that's a hard question. I guess when Ryan Day talks about his running backs, I've found it interesting that he speaks a lot about them as a group. I've not heard a ton of Master Teague hype come out of Ryan Day's mouth, and I don't know if that's a motivational thing. I mean, Master Teague was kind of the incumbent last year until Trey Sermon became a monumental thing in the final 4 weeks. So to me, that's kind of interesting that he's spoken about them as a group. I've not heard Master Teague's name come out of his mouth as much individually. So I really am curious to see how they divvy up the touches in the backfield.
Dave, I hope you enjoy the Masters this weekend. Special time to just kick back and just open up the windows, let the breeze come in, and watch somebody slip on the green jacket on Sunday afternoon.
I love it. I think Justin Thomas is my pick, but if I'm looking for a dark horse, give me a little Sergio Garcia at 45-1 if someone's looking to get rich quick. Give me a little bit of that action. He's been hitting the ball as well as anyone. He's been a disaster in majors lately. I get that, but past winner, and he's been just hitting the ball so pure the last 8 weeks.
Didn't he win it the year after he put like 4 straight into the drink where he literally was tin cupping it out there? It was hilarious.
I believe he melted down in 2016, I believe, and won it in 17. So, yeah, if I'm taking someone just way off the radar, if someone's looking for a crazy prop bet or something, I kind of like him.
Man, it was like Sergio Garcia UMBC'd himself and then came back the next year and won the championship, yeah. If you look at it that way. Dave, always love catching up every single week, man. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Dave Holmes, our guy, sportscaster from 10 TV, every single week right here on the Buckeye Show. We will talk a little hoops, me and Chops, here as we finish up the hour. Good hard look at everything that we know about Malachi Branham, the Mr. Basketball in Ohio as of today. Just how much of a freshman impact can he have? That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.